Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. It's estimated that some 350 million monarch butterflies will arrive in Texas as part of an annual fall migration to Mexico.
They hit the Panhandle and Red River in mid-September. They'll hit Central Texas first week in October. The best place is kind of the west central portion of the state. They are not as common certainly in East Texas and then along the coast.
Mike Quinn, invertebrate biologist for Texas Parks and Wildlife, says monarchs make the long trip, surviving on nothing more than flower nectar. Texas Parks and Wildlife's Monarch Watch program enlists the services of hundreds of volunteers to collect data on the species during its migration.
We recruit volunteers of all ages and backgrounds all across the state. We have over 500 people that keep calendars. That's one of the most helpful bits of information that people collect for us.
Members receive a booklet and migration calendar, which helps record the presence and abundance of the species in their area. Volunteer when you log on to passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.